We begin this edition of Ozarks with the story everybody in Arkansas is talking about today. The governor, the highest-ranking state official, is in China. The governor made a call back to Arkansas yesterday, and Beth McAvoy has this report.
As Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe travels around China meeting with business and government officials, he says he's been impressed with the friendliness of the Chinese and their candid nature. Beebe spoke with reporters from the city of Jinan in eastern China. Beebe is in the country as part of an economic development trip to strengthen ties with the country and, he says, hopefully attract Chinese investment.
Particularly with the Asians, you have to build some relationships over time. And they've talked about people that came from Arkansas to China some time back. It takes a while, I suppose, but I am hopeful that within the short term, we'll actually see some positive signs of Chinese investment and job creation for Arkansans very, very soon.
Beebe would not name the companies he's in talks with, but did say most of them are in manufacturing. The governor says one of the goals of the trip is trying to protect and improve relationships for Arkansas companies that are already in China. Beebe also visited a Chinese Walmart, which he says was different from its American counterparts, with a more elaborate supply of fresh food. This is the third foreign trip for Beebe on state business. He's set to return home from his 12-day trip on April 16th. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock.
Of course, we know the topic that most Arkansans are talking about around the water cooler today is the firing of the man who was, until yesterday, the highest-paid state employee. Last night in Bud Walton Arena, University of Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long held a press conference to announce he had fired head football coach Bobby Petrino.
Coach Petrino's relationship with Ms. Durrell gave her an unfair and undisclosed advantage for a position on Coach Petrino's football staff. She was one of 159 applicants for the job, and Coach Petrino himself participated in the review and selection process without disclosing his relationship with her, and that constitutes a conflict of interest under university policy.
Jeff Long says that Bobby Petrino was fired with cause and will not receive any financial settlement.